Should you put mac and cheese in a chicken wrap?
They will find out.
On episode 26.
Of the Just Rate It podcast.
Hit the intro.
So today, what are we trying, Asher?
The spicy mac and cheese wrap and regular mac and cheese regular. Wrap. From KFC.
We're going 2-for-1.
Yes.
I don't know.
Let's start with the regular.
All right. Cheers. Let's dig into this mac and cheese. What is it? Breakfast? Is it like a breakfast?
I think it's a wrap. They don't even call it a burrito. They call it a wrap.
All right. Let's give it a look. First of all, I will say great wrapping. Yeah. It doesn't... Sometimes burritos kind of grease out and like it kind of gets everywhere on the wrap bean. Dude, this, like, you could just grab this and just be holding it like an entire car ride, and you're like, you could let go, your hand's fine.
It smells really good.
Okay, so here it is. Look, it's got chicken.
Smell it.
You can't see the mac and cheese. It smells like, it smells good, I will say.
Actually.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, cheers.
Just rate it.
Just rate it.
First of all, I'll say it's very, like, I know this is a weird thing to say, but it's very, like, eatable. Like, sometimes you get a fast food, and it's just, like, it's kind of, mm-hmm. It just feels greasy and disgusting. It's, like, I didn't feel disgusting. It went down the throat nice. It's soft. It wasn't, like, over, like, sometimes with this type of stuff, like, if you go to McDonald's, like, it's just overwhelmingly greasy and stuff. And this is just, one, the packaging is helping. But two, it's just not, like, it doesn't have that grease, like, layer. In the, like, especially, like, the tortilla part, like, normally it'll be, like, soaked through, especially if it's been sitting for this long. And, like, the tortilla is, like, it tastes like, it's not, like, liquid inside. You know what I'm saying? Like, the grease hasn't soaked into the tortilla, which I really like, because I don't like it when, like, if I go to McDonald's and you get the freaking, if you got a wrap there, normally it'll just be, like, kind of, like, drenched, which I don't like. And this is not like that. So, I really liked it.
It's definitely, I agree with you, like, the, what was the word you said? Eatability? What did you say? Eatability.
Making words here, baby.
It's with fast food, like sometimes, like here's a good example. If you got yourself a Domino's pizza,
yeah,
you'll eat a few slices, you're like, this is good. But then eventually the grease gets
feel
to
bad.
You.
Yeah,
just, and then you're just like munching on it. But these, you just kind of eat
it. It just like eats and like you feel like, obviously we just ate it. But like, it's not like, oh my goodness, I just ate toxic metals. I don't like greasy food. I don't think anyone does, but there's probably someone out there. Some freaking loser that likes grease. You go first.
All right. I think it was very eatable. The eatability was high.
Yeah.
It was quite delicious. I honestly, last time I had KFC, the chicken was mid.
Yeah, I actually said before the podcast started, I was like, I'm actually a big fan of KFC chicken.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't, but I think this kind of confirmed what I already thought, because I don't eat KFC a lot, but this kind of confirmed what I thought. I like KFC.
Yeah, in my mind, KFC was always like the lower end Popeyes, yeah. You know.
Popeyes is tough, though. But I would not say this is Popeyes.
But this chicken surprised me.
Yeah,
and
it's good.
The mac and cheese combo in a tortilla
yeah.
is actually pretty good.
I like the mac and cheese. I think it would be so much better if it was warm, like just increasingly. Yeah. So I'm going to rate it like if it was warm. Yeah. So I'll go first since you were supposed to go first, Ben.
You're cutting
talking.
Me off, you know?
No, that's not me. I think I'm going to rate this a 9. Just a 9?
A nine?
Yeah.
You know, I really like this. I think if this is hot, I'm giving this a 9.2.
9.2? That's pretty good. You put it in the calculator?
Yep.
I can do it in my head, but...
No,
why,
can't.
We're here for the calculator,
you can't
gang.
Do it in your head.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I can't do it in my head. If you calculate it out, you get 9.10.
Spicy.
Next one.
Now this chicken, might make up for
that. They have a kickin' chicken because, you know, spice kicks you. So it's kickin' chicken.
Even if this is cold,
yeah, baby.
It's going to make us hot.
See if it really is spicy, baby.
No visual difference
at
all.
I have spicy sauce coming on mine.
His does. Show the camera.
Oh.
Mine doesn't have like
show
anything.
The camera. Ready? Dig in? Shall we?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Take a sip from the greatest mug in the world. Man, that's pretty hot.
I like it.
You too.
I mean, it's not enough where it's like some spice like overwhelms just the taste, so you're just like, oh my gosh, like it's just enough where it's just kick and no like just ruining the whole thing. Because some spice just ruins the whole thing for me.
I think I'm pretty confident that had a jalapeno sauce in it. Because it tasted similar to the Taco Bell sauce.
I like
jalapeno
that.
Sauce. Yeah. It was very similar.
It's. I mean, obviously, it's just the same thing, but with spicy sauce.
But the thing
so
is,
I guess I'll just talk about the sauce.
Yeah. It's probably a jalapeno sauce. I'm pretty confident.
It was good.
It was a good sauce.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably a little spicier than the Taco Bell one.
Yeah, also, I didn't mention about the texture, dude. Tough, dude. Just tough. So good. You buy it and you're like, that's good. That's good food. You know what I'm saying? So... I liked it. I liked that a lot. I just overall, this is just a good burrito, dude.
Yeah.
Like I've never gotten a fast food wrap burrito, whatever you want to call it, and, like liked it, and this or like not liked it, but like was actually like I would buy that. You know what I'm saying? Like I would order that from the menu, but this I totally would because I actually really like this.
Yeah, and I think the textures complement each other. Like
yeah, totally. The mac and cheese is really good.
The tortilla, like the mushy mac and cheese with the crunchy chicken.
I love that vocabulary.
I think the spice, I like spice. I think it adds just a tiny bit, but not too much.
Yeah, I like spice, but like I can't have too much. And this is, I think this was a great amount.
So if my last one was 9.2, I think this is a 9.23.
I'm adding 0.2, so I'm going to say 9.2.
9.2?
Because I said 9 last time, so I'm saying 9.2.
Oh, you're adding a whole 0.2.
Yeah.
I'm doing 9.23.
Doing 9.23. Oh, so you add a 0.03. All right.
I don't think it was too big of a difference in terms
just of rated calculator. 9.2 plus 9.23. 9.215. And what do we do here? We round up to the second decimal, so that makes it a 9.22. Math Aikido.
Dang. Wait, what was the original one? Oh,
9.22. And the last one was 9.1. So this is a 0.2. This is a 0.1. 2 increase.
So the general consensus here is spice makes it better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I liked it.
I liked it.
Now we got to clear our flavors.
Our palate.
With the just rated water that I ran out of. So I'm going to go grab.
Steal some of Cole's.
Just rated water.
Hey, I'm out too.
Actually?
Yeah.
Well, look at this. With a just rated mug, you can share. You can pour from one glass to another.
This actually is Cole's remains. He's dead. Secondary item. What's it called?
The chocolate chip cake.
Wow, creative name.
Creative name. I would call it the chocolate chip bundt cake because it is a bundt cake style.
Need some help?
If you are viewing, it is a black cake with some white cream all over it. And I mean all over it. I mean they put it all over it.
Those are the stats.
Let's just say someone got excited. All right, here we go.
Wait. Fall test?
Okay. All right. You're playing with fire. We need a knife or something to eat this, don't we? Are we just using hands? Should we just use hands?
No, we're not using
this,
hands.
This is a Just Ready podcast.
I'll go get us some Just Ready utensils.
All right. You only got a knife? You need a fork?
We don't need a fork to eat.
Okay, whatever.
What do you think we are?
We could have sliced it with the paper. Should we try?
Slice it with... No. That is chicken.
Like, hold it tight and just like...
No, we're not doing
that. That wouldn't work, I don't think. All right, here we go.
Greatest slicer.
The chocolate chip cake, if you call it by them, but we call it the chocolate bundt cake here because we are more... ambiguous with our speech.
Look at that, like...
I don't even know if that word really applies to that, but whatever.
Look at that sponginess. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's very spongy. Cheers. I think it might be good, but we'll find out. It is a very... It's got a good texture, very moist, very... It's not firm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get some cake from a Costco or something, and it's just... It's not... It doesn't got that... Like, the sponge... Which is this part? If you've ever watched like a
cooking show,
was very soft. So that part was great, but overall, I think we came to the conclusion that it was mid, and our overall rating came out to a 6.9.
It's and a that little was, wet. Now that I'm touching it, it's like kind of wet.
Yeah, it is a little damp, but it's I actually
a little moist.
I kind of like a soft sponge that's a little more damp. So for me personally, that was an upside, but. Maybe not everyone likes that, but that was one of my preferences. We also got to go over that the insane ingredients list on this is absolutely insane. And there are some weird things in here like xanthan gum and titanium dioxide and
flour. Have you ever heard of flour? I don't think so.
That was our summary of 10 minutes of footage, but who knows what we'll write next.
We'll see you next time.
I'll just write it.